This is the Unstoppable Authors Podcast with worldbuilding warrior Angeline Trevina,
planning and productivity powerhouse Holly Line,
and formatting fireball Julia Scott.
Every week we bring you discussions on the craft of writing,
author life and business,
and interviews with some of the industry's most unstoppable authors.
A writer's life doesn't have to be solitary. We're here to bust that myth, support you on your journey, and encourage you to be unstoppable.
Welcome to episode 176 of the Unstoppable Authors Podcast. I'm your host, Julia Scott, and this week I'm speaking to Christina Stanley from Fictionary. So I'll start with a personal update, which is going to be quite short because I'm so laser focused on the book formatting formula. It's going really well. I've almost finished it, actually, so that's quite exciting. And it's evolving into a book that I really hope is going to help people, actually. And yeah, after the book is complete, I'll be jumping straight into creating an online course and all the templates and stuff that people can use when they're formatting. So yeah, it's exciting. I'm happy it's going well. I feel like it's going in a direction I like. But to be honest, I'm getting a little bit bored of writing nonfiction. So I did start my fiction project the other day, but then I did put it back down again and say, no, Julia, you need to focus, do the formatting stuff first, and then you can write fiction. Only because I know that I write fiction best when I throw myself at it and get it done in a short amount of time. If I write books and they take too long, I get bored. And then I want to do something else, something new, something shiny. So I'm going to wait until all the formatting stuff is done before I jump into my fiction again. However, I did book my editor, for September, which is kind of scary actually, because I have a deadline. And it's a futuristic deadline, and Holly's going to laugh at me, because September seems so far away in my mind, even though it's kind of not. But I literally work week to week, month, like a month max. So trying to think ahead to September, like, right, I've got to finish a, 80,000 word novel by September. It's like, huh, okay, that's quite the challenge on top of everything else going on in life. But I think it will help me to have that deadline. Fingers crossed I can make it, because I don't want to upset my editor. But yeah, I feel kind of positive about this year, which is nice. 2023 has challenges for me in my personal life, but business-wise, I feel like things are going well and I'm happy about it. So we have no new patrons this week, but a huge thank you to all of our current patrons who sponsor the show. We massively appreciate the support. Patrons get early access to episodes, exclusive access to our off-air banter, as well as the warm, fuzzy feeling of supporting the podcast. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so for just £3 a month at patreon.com/unstoppableauthors. Now, when it comes to our monthly sessions of Sprints and Giggles, an evening where we do writing sprints, answer questions, and have a laugh, we've decided to open them up to all of our listeners and not just our patrons, which is very exciting, and we're really looking forward to writing with you. So all you have to do to get the Zoom link is to either sign up to our newsletter or join our Facebook group, either of which will give you access to the link when we send it out. So we just had our February Sprints and Giggles session, and the March one will be on Wednesday the 22nd of March at 8 p.m. GMT, which is 3 p.m. EST and 12 p.m. PST. It would be really great if you could take a moment to share this episode on social media, grab a screenshot, share it directly from your podcast platform, or even take a selfie with it. Just remember to tag us so that we can share it too. It means so much to hear from our listeners and to know that you enjoy the show. So before I start the interview, here's a little introduction to our guest this week. Combining her degree in computer mathematics with her success as a best-selling, award-winning author and fiction editor, Christina Stanley founded Fictionary and is the CEO. Fictionary helps writers and editors create better stories faster with software, an online community, editing services, and training. Her most recent publication is Secrets to Editing Success, The Creative Story Editing Method. Her novels include the Stone Mountain Mystery Series and Look the Other Way. Her first novel, Descent, was nominated for the 2014 Arthur Ellis Unhanged Arthur for Excellence in Crime Writing. Blaze was shortlisted for the 2014 Crime Writers Association debut Dagger. She spends her spare time raising guide dog puppies. So without further ado, on to the interview with Christina. So thank you so much for joining me today, Christina. It's so great to have you on the show. So you're the creator and visionary of Fictionary. That's a tongue twister if I ever heard one. Could you tell our listeners about yourself and how you got started on your journey in the publishing world?
Sure, I would love to. First, thank you for hosting and inviting me to be here today. It's really nice. I always love talking about Fictionary. So Fictionary is my company. I co-founded it with my husband, Matthew, and we created Fictionary at the very beginning because I had already written, I think, 4 or 5 books at that point. And I was using this crazy Excel spreadsheet of trying to story edit my book, keeping track of all the story elements. And I was using Excel to draw a story arc and stuff. And then we decided, you know, I can't be the only person who has this problem. So we decided to turn it into a product for writers. And so basically what we started with was Fictionary Storyteller, which is our product to help writers perform a structural edit on their own book. And there isn't any other software out there to do that. There's a lot for writing and outlining, and there's a lot for copy editing. And we fit in between there, where writer imports their manuscript, Storyteller analyzes it, and then draws the story arc, links characters to scenes. It gives all kinds of visuals so a writer can actually, you know, see their own book and see it as they make revisions, if it's good or it's bad. And so long story short, we're now the Fictionary community, which is an online community for writers and editors, and super active. We do lots of live training sessions for free there. We have professional editors who answer questions of writers. And then we have Fictionary software, which is Fictionary Storyteller for writers and Story Coach for professional editors. And then we have Fictionary courses, which is to teach people how to edit. And then we have our Fictionary editing services, which enables writers to do different levels of packages for editing with our Fictionary certified Story Coach editors. So I'll stop there because that was very long.
That's a lot. And how long has it been going? When did Fictionary start?
Around 2018.
Okay.
So we did I spent a year designing it. And I have a math degree, and so I created the mathematical formulas behind the scenes of what draws a story arc and that sort of thing. And then we took it out, and I don't know, I'll call it a beta product, but it was very, very minimal, and we socialized it with all the writers I knew in my network from my writing career. And then we put out, so we did that. That took us about 9 months, and then we put out our first minimal viable product. And that started going really well. And then we had a push from editors saying, well, we need a product just for editors. And we thought, yeah, okay, that sounds good. So that's how the Story Coach product came in. We just got kind of encouraged, I will say, to do it. So then we started with that too.
Oh, sounds good. So the products, the software that you have, so you've got Storyteller, Storyteller Premium, and Story Coach. So can you talk a bit about the difference between them? Who they're good for, and I know you've kind of just explained a little bit about what they do, but yeah, just kind of give us a little bit more information, because I'm fascinated. Like I said before we started the interview, I love software, and I find it fascinating that a software could help you do a developmental edit essentially, when normally you're relying on another human to do that.
Yes. And so I mean, I truly believe that if a writer learns how to edit in a structurally edited story, which we call story editing, they will become a better writer. And so Fictionary Storyteller is designed for that a writer has a draft. The first thing they want to know is, do they have a story? Right? It's really hard to answer that question yourself without some kind of aid. And it's very expensive to hire a structural editor for fiction. You know, it's $2,000 to $3,000, and that's a lot. And writers at the beginning of their career probably aren't ready for it. And you know, they may or may not have the money, right? So Storyteller was designed to help a writer really look at their story and answer that question, do I have a story? And when that's correct, yes, I do, then how do you edit each scene so each scene is fabulous? So it's really designed for the writer who wants to learn. We have a huge amount of advice within the app itself. So when a writer, for example, is working on, say, point of view, it's all there. They just click a button and it tells them everything they need to know about point of view. So they don't have to go and figure out, well, what is this point of view thing? It's right there when they're working on it. And so that it's just, it's a learning tool. And so Storyteller is the basic product where a writer can have up to 3 manuscripts. You can keep replacing them and go on forever, but actually in an active it's 3. And then Storyteller Premium is 10 manuscripts. And then it also has track changes. So for writers who want to have track changes within while they're doing a story edit, that is in there. And it's also used when a story coach editor does their edit in Story Coach, it gets sent to a Storyteller Premium account. And so the writer just gets everything right in their own account that the editor has done.
Okay.
And it's a really visual edit. Story Coach is up to 20 manuscripts. It's meant for editors who are editing somebody else's manuscript, not their own. They can also do their own. Storyteller Premium is in Story Coach. Mm. So they can do their own manuscripts too. But there's a part in it for managing their clients, for sending their edit to the client. And when they do a Story Coach edit, they do all of the story elements. Fictionary has 38 story elements. And so they fill those out for the writer. They do notes per scene. They show the writer what their synopsis is, what the story arc is, all of those things. And that gets sent back into a Storyteller Premium when the editor is done. And then the writer has all of that. And the beauty of it is as the writer revises their story, the story arc redraws. And so they can see what the editor sent them, where they were starting point, then make changes based on the editor's suggestions, and the story arc changes with it. And so they can actually see that the editor's suggestions are making the story better. So they know it's effective, as opposed to, I don't know. How do I know if their comments are actually helping or hurting me?
Yeah. Okay. So is this software that you would use once you've completed a manuscript? So it's not something you'd use while you're writing a first draft, for example?
We do have writers who do, they write it from scratch. So we have it's called New Novel within Fictionary. And that, we originally started exactly what you said, that you have a draft, you import it, off you go. And then we had writers who said, but now I want to write my next novel here. And we thought, well, that's interesting. Okay, you can do that. Because they like to see all the story elements beside them. It reminds them they need an entry hook to get into a scene and an exit hook to get out. And they haven't considered that. And you know, just things like that. And so some of our writers now, they use Fictionary to outline. So they can tag all their story arc scenes and then they build their story around it. And then they write it from scratch. So we're kind of changing as we get more feedback from our subscribers, that we're trying to, you know, see how people are using it and then just keep growing with them.
So it's something that's going to keep developing and have new features added and stuff?
Yeah, we just added, which personally I think is very cool, the ability to write a skeleton blurb and a skeleton synopsis, so that all writers need them. And basically the software takes the elements right out of the book and will put them in a skeleton synopsis, so the writer has a starting point.
It will just generate a blurb. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you have to, like, you fill out, so you do the story arc, so you know what you know who your protagonist is, so you tag your protagonist, you know what your story goal is, you know what your consequences are if the story goal isn't reached. And so basically a skeleton blurb is the protagonist must do something, otherwise something bad will happen.
Yeah.
And then the writer would then do the polished blurb from that.
Yeah.
So that's what goes on the jacket.
I'm only excited because I hate blurbs.
They're really hard.
And most people hate them.
The reason we put this in is because last fall, we have the Fictionary Book of the Year Award, which we just announced on Tuesday for the best unpublished novel edited in Fictionary. And the judges So what we asked people for was a blurb, a synopsis, and a first chapter so we could get to the shortlist. Mm-hmm. And we discovered most writers, or anyone who, people who submitted, really struggled with the blurb and the synopsis. So then we started offering free courses in the community of how you do a blurb and how you do a synopsis. And it was full every time. And people were coming two and three times trying to write it and showing us their blurbs and, you know, trying to figure it out. And then we thought, we can automate this, especially the synopsis, because you pull out what's in the first scene, what are the story arc scenes, what's the resolution, that's your skeleton synopsis. Now go write it in your prose, your words, so it's your voice, but here's the basics that have to go in it, and it gives people a starting point. So we discovered that going through the Book of the Year award process of reading through all of the entrants, and then how interested people were in blurb and synopsis. And so we thought, okay, so we will put that in the app. And so we're trying to use the community to really see where writers are struggling with story editing. So we're never going to do copy editing. That's Pro Writer Aid or whoever.
Yeah.
And we're not a proofreading software. There's software for that too, right? We're really trying to stay focused on story structure, and we coach our writers to use the synopsis to tell if they have a story. You need all your points, or you don't have a story. And so little things like that, that really help a writer make sure they've got a great story.
Absolutely. So there are different story structures out there. There are many. Mm-hmm. Do you have your own, or do you use the others?
So here, I love that question. So we spent a long time researching this. And what we did is we took all of the, not all, because there's so many, but we took major story structure theories, like The Writer's Journey and Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey, Save the Cat, K.M. Wieland's book on structure, Aristotle's three-act structure, all of them. And we pulled out what's common to every single one of them.
Okay.
And what is it? It's the five story arc scenes. They all have, in different wording, like it's named different things, but they all have an inciting incident, a plot point one, a midpoint, a plot point two, and a climax, followed by the resolution. All of them.
Yeah.
And so we try to narrow that down into the simplest form, so then it meets all genres follow it. So it doesn't matter what genre you're writing, you need that. And then there's genre specifics for, you know, romance with you need the meet cute and all those things, and horror has specific things, and fantasy. But our goal was to make it as widely usable as possible, and the most basic form that fits across the genres, and also the form that's been around since the beginning of stories.
Yeah.
That if you go way, 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 way back, it's all there.
Yeah. It is. And it's just keeps being renamed into different things and in slightly different ways, doesn't it?
Yep.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the 38 fictionary story elements? How does that fit into the software and your kind of ethos with story structure?
Mm-hmm. So there, what we looked at, so we encourage writers to go figure out your story arc first. So do you actually have a story? And once you do, the theory is, if you have great scene after great scene after great scene related to the main story goal, you have a great story. And so the 38 fictionary elements are designed so that the writer has a way to evaluate their scene, edit it, come up with a revision plan so that it flows, the pacing is good. You know, you've got all the elements that structure a scene, because a scene's a mini story.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got an entry point, it's got a midpoint, it's got a climax, it's got the resolution, and off you go. And so the 38 story elements are designed to look at character, plot, and setting to help a writer consider all of those. And so if a writer, for example, is really good at setting but terrible at character, they will focus more on the character elements.
Mm.
And the setting ones are fine, they know they're good at that. Or if they're, you know, what if they're really good at plot but have trouble with setting, then they'll focus more there. And writers who don't know what they're good at, if they use all of the 38 story elements, they can see it, and then they'll go, I'm really not good at entry hooks, I gotta fix that, right? And they can see where they need to fix whatever their particular issue is, because let's face it, we all have them. There's no way to be a perfect author. Like, you just,
yeah,
maybe after, I don't know, I'm sure there are people, but I think it's really
yeah. So the three of us who are here on Unstoppable Authors, we tend to be discovery writers. So none of us really plot. Really, we could use the word pantsers, but we don't like it. We call ourselves discovery writers. so we don't tend to plot particularly much, and we just kind of go with the flow. So is this storyteller and the way fictionary works good for people like us, or is it better for people who are into plotting and find it helpful to plot? Like, what benefit can discovery writers get from fictionary?
So I'm a discovery writer, and it's why I developed Fictionary, because I needed help. So what it does for you, one of the things it does, so you name every scene, not that it goes in your book, but you get it gives you an after draft outline. So you can actually see your book.
Yeah.
It then shows you with the story arc, are your story arc scenes in the right place? Yes or no? Do you have them? Yes or no? It shows you how many characters you have in each scene. It shows you how you're using point of view. It shows you how when your characters come in, and is it right for the major characters, minor characters? How many named characters do you have? Where do those named characters come in? And so what it's doing for discovery writers, and it's funny because 2 weeks ago was the first time I heard that term and I loved it. I read it. Someone thought, that's me. I'm not a pantser. I'm a discovery writer.
Yes.
So what it's doing is enabling discovery writers to then go and make sure their story is as good as it can possibly be. And for me, that's a really creative time for me in the writing process, because I'll look at it and you think, I don't know what the purpose of this scene is. I wrote it because I loved it.
Mm.
How does it relate to my blurb and my story goal? And then I start thinking about, oh, but if I did this, or if I did that, or if I moved it here, it just becomes a super creative time for me. And I actually love that part of the process more than writing the book.
Me too. Me too. When people talk about how much they love writing first drafts, I'm not there with them. I'm like, actually, I find it quite difficult.
Yeah. But the editing, I love the editing. And that's when I find I need little triggers to make my brain spark to go, oh, I know how to start this scene now. Or, oh, that entry goes way too late. If I started here and flip this around, I have something.
And you've just released a book about editing. So can you tell us a bit about that as well?
I'm going to show you, but there's no point. Yeah, so I co-authored, it's called Secrets to Editing Success, The Creative Story Editing Method. And so I co-authored it with Lucy Cook. She's a Fictionary certified story coach editor. And we spent the last year writing it together. It was total joy. And it came out last Friday. And basically it's a really in-depth book written in actionable form. So the goal is that every chapter you read, you have action to take away of how you can edit your story. And so it answers the question, how do you know if you have a story? And then how do you know if your scenes are good? And then how do you know if it all pulls together? And so it's designed in a way to take an author through from the beginning. So you have a draft. Now what do you do? This is how you answer the question, is there a story? And I'm pretty proud of it, actually, because there's a really in-depth description of how to go through this. And it makes a great companion to the Fictionary software, that if you're the type of writer who really wants to know the theory behind it, and I don't know why everybody wouldn't want to know that, it's great for that, to help the writer who wants to go more in depth on their story knowledge.
I can tell that you're very passionate about story structure and editing stories to be the best they can be. And I love to see someone who's passionate about something like that. So you've also got the Story Editing Masterclass. I assume that's similar content, just in like a video form, is it?
So we have a couple of things. We've got the masterclass is something that goes for our paid subscribers, and they get it for free once they subscribe. It comes with any of the subscriptions. And it's a little bit different in that it's designed to be, here's the theory, here's how you do it in Fictionary, where the book, anybody can use it. You don't have to use Fictionary software to read the book. The book is everything you need to know. And if you choose to use Fictionary, great. And if you do it a different way, that's great too. The masterclass is really focused on people using Fictionary. So it's a little bit different that way.
Yeah. And what can people get out of the community that you have on Fictionary? Because it's growing quite quickly, I've noticed.
Yeah. So the community, so it is so exciting because it's loaded with people who love writing and love editing. Our most important value in the community is kindness. And that's kind of taken off in the community, that it's really lovely to see. You know, it's very easy to critique, but if you have to do it in a kind way, you have to think about it. It's much harder to do that. And so the community is designed to give writers a place where they can really learn theory about how do you edit your story. And so we have regularly live events where we will either cover a topic like conflict in a scene, or we will do live edits and we will edit somebody's scene live so people can see what you look at in a scene when you're editing. We have lots of guest speakers who come in, both from, you know, authors, but also people in our side industries who have a product or courses or knowledge that will help our writers go through the whole end-to-end journey. And so the goal of the community, it's our free space where we're trying to give as much as we possibly can to writers and editors to help them with their careers. And then the second goal, we have Fictionary certified story coach editors that we train. And when a writer hires an editor, it's a big decision. It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
And we feel that if they can get to know them in the community, they can choose editors that they already know and trust and like their style, and they've seen them teach events. And so they can just find each other on the community and off they go and do their thing. So I think it's a way for writers to get really valuable advice. One of my favorite things, we have a thing called Fictionary Quick Start. And for $49, a professional editor will edit your first scene for you. Hugely valuable to a writer who wants to go off on the journey of self-editing in their novel from a story editing point of view. And off they go. And so we're trying to make things affordable, but super valuable. That it's, you know, writers leave and they're better writers.
But you can get a certified story coach editor to edit your whole book using
You
your
can.
software.
Yes, absolutely. And you can either do that. People can connect directly with the editor. Some people want to go through us, and so we will hire the editor for them, which means then they get our supervision on top of it, which is fine too. But we don't want to box the editors in that they have to work through us. We want them to be able to make their own career and have their own freelance business. And so if it's through us, that's great. If it's straight with an editor, also great. You know, and anyone who's Fictionary certified, they've gone through a very rigorous training program and they've had to edit a full novel, not just a piece, a full novel to prove that they are really a qualified editor.
Sounds good. I'm going to ask a futuristic question, which Holly will approve of, but I'm going to ask you, what do you see the future of Fictionary looking like in the next 5 years?
My hope, I want to create the world's best story editors and writers. And so we are going to continue focusing on what helps both the writers and the editors together grow. And it's hard to say what that means because we didn't know about the blurb and the synopsis until we worked with a whole bunch of people and went, huh, that's a problem. So, you know, it's tough to say, except that I think our community will continue to grow. I'm super excited about it. We're going to continue to focus on kindness and it being a safe place for writers to get real advice. And then technology is changing so quickly.
Yes, it is.
You know, who knows what we can leverage that
Yeah, all this AI stuff.
Yep. So, you know, we use natural language processing behind the scenes in our app for the story arc and various things. But, you know, we're not an AI-based we're not learning from it. We're not at that. We're more about the language behind it and using what's there. But I mean, you can see what's going on in the industry right now, that 6 months from now, I don't know. So we're just watching that to see what is it that we can leverage to make Fictionary better.
It is going pretty fast, I must
Yep.
say. I mean, I've only been in the industry for a short while, and even since 2018, it's all changing. It's crazy.
And it's exciting. Like, I think this is a great time to be an author because there's no more gatekeepers. You don't have to wait 2 and 3 years and hundreds of rejections and on and on and on, right? And there's so many really, really good books coming out. And I like one of the things I love right now is the book talk phenomenon on TikTok, because that is young people influencing what books are successful, right? They're holding up a book, flipping through it, and then all of a sudden that's a bestseller. And if you look around the big bookstores now and the online stores, they all have a book talk list. And it's the young generation who's reading, which is very exciting. And I think that generation is going to be the writers coming through, right? That there's people love to tell stories. So no matter what the technology does, I think it's there to support people. So we designed ours to support writers and support editors, not replace them, but help them be really good storytellers. And lots of the products out there are doing the same, and people can take advantage of that to help them become better quicker and also get their book published.
Yes, which is the ultimate goal, to
You
get
know,
your
not for
story out
everybody,
to the
but
world.
you know, some people write for themselves. That's totally awesome. Lots of people write because they want to publish their book, and it's a joyful thing publishing a book.
Yes, it should be. Sometimes it's not, but it should be.
But it should be. It should be, right? And we're trying to encourage writers so that they feel like it is joyful and they can do something special.
So, out of curiosity, what kind of books do you write? And, what's your publishing journey been like?
Yeah, so I write murder mysteries, and my first published stories were short stories. I had a mystery in Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine published, and then another one in an anthology, and that was sort of my first, you know, publishing. And then I've got an agent, and from there I had a Canadian publisher, and I did four books, novels, and one nonfiction book through them. And then I created, and with those, the part of the reason I got a publisher, I got very lucky. My first book was shortlisted for Canadian Crime Writers in Canada, obviously Canadian Crime Writers. And my second book was shortlisted from the Crime Writers Association in the UK. And that was enough to interest a publisher that I had, you know, I didn't win, but I was on a short list. So you think, okay, well, that's good. So I went through that, and then when I started Fictionary, I have to say my passion completely changed, and I switched over to editing and building this company. And what I really love now is writing nonfiction, which I never thought I would. But so I don't know where I'll go with novels.
When was the last time you wrote one?
Well, I wrote one 2 years ago in NaNoWriMo because I needed a novel for the Fictionary certification course. So I had to write one. It was
Love
kind of
that.
a funky novel because then I went back and went, okay, and this one, I'm going to take all the setting out of this scene, and these ones are going to have no
You need to
idea.
break it to show how to fix it.
Yeah, so it was a weird experience to do it because I wrote it in NaNo and then went, now I got to do some things to it, you know. Anyway, so I did it for that, and it's been edited hundreds of times. And that in itself is interesting. And with our book, Secrets to Editing Success, we got permission from 13 of the editors to use their edits. So we use that to go through as examples of, here's what real editors do. This is what they see in a book. This is why they see it. That kind of stuff to put, like, to really put, this is a book being edited, basically. So that went in there. But you know, I really liked writing this book with Lucy. That it's my creative space, and I also find that running Fictionary is a very creative project, and I don't have any more creative energy to write a novel right now.
I can understand how that would feel. A lot goes into a business like that, especially when you're developing it into something.
And it's really fun, and it's very, you know, and I have to be careful because I love to spend time on, oh, we could do this, we could do that, and you know, and really I have to spend time on other things too, but that's kind of my happy place within Fictionary.
It sounds fascinating. I mean, I thought it was more of a plotting tool, but it's not. It's editing. I'm learning a lot. But yeah, I think I'll definitely have to check it out because it sounds absolutely fascinating. So yeah, thank you for telling us all about it. We usually end our interviews with a would you rather question. I didn't write one down because I forgot, but so I'm having to think of one on the fly, which is
Okay.
the way I live anyway. So would you rather have to give up books and everything bookish for a year, or give up any other creative, artistic, music, TV, movies, all of that for a year?
Oh, that's so easy. I would never give up books.
Oh,
Never.
you're passionate about the books.
Never, never. I mean, it's funny, you mentioned the TV and all that stuff, or and music. If my husband's not home, I don't watch the TV ever, and I don't have music on. I'm all about books.
Do you read a
Completely.
lot?
I read every day. Every day,
Yeah.
and I usually have several books on the go. This shelf behind me, they are fit books that have been edited in Fictionary.
All right.
So I always buy our writers' books, and then so I'm reading those. And then plus all the good books that come out. So I usually have, I don't know, three, four books on the go at a time, depending on what mood I'm in. I'm reading a horror book right now, which is not my genre, and
No.
it's really good, but I can only read a chapter, and then you
It's
think,
terrifying.
I'm sorry, but that's too much for me now. I have to put that down.
Yeah, no, I can't read horror. Oh,
Now, it's with Fictionary though, I found that I'm reading so many different genres because people write in every genre, and so I've kind of expanded my tastes. One of my favorites was a Dracula book. You think, wow, that was just so good,
that's awesome.
which is I wouldn't probably wouldn't have read it otherwise.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to do that. So my either or is I can't give up books.
Okay. I kind of guessed that would be the answer, to be fair, especially with all the books behind you. Oh, brilliant. Okay. So, can you let our listeners know where they can find out more about Fictionary?
Yeah, so our website is fictionary.co, not com, fictionary.co, and our community is on Circle. So it's fictionary.circle.so, so that if you want to come, it's a great place. If you want to be just hanging out with other writers and editors, please do come and join us there. And then our book is available anywhere online, so you can just put in Secrets to Editing Success, and it's on, Amazon and Kobo and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today, Christina. It's been lovely to have you.
Thank you. It's been lovely being here, and I kind of like talking about Fictionary, so that was really
Yeah,
fun.
I can tell. So I hope you enjoyed my chat with Christina and learning about Fictionary. The storyteller software sounds really unique, actually, and unlike anything else I've seen. So it's one I'd encourage you to check out if you're looking to strengthen your stories and learn how to edit and elevate your story structure. Remember that if you want to join us for Sprints and Giggles, hop over to our Facebook group or sign up for our newsletter. And if you want to support the podcast, you can do so over at patreon.com/unstoppableauthors. Don't forget to share the podcast online and tag us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just search for Unstoppable Authors.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Unstoppable Authors Podcast. We'll be back next week with more of our tenacity and worldly wisdom.
Don't forget to visit our website to get the show notes and heaps of helpful blog articles at unstoppableauthors.com.
And join our Guild of Unstoppable Authors, and you will not only hear from us every week, but you will also get a free digital copy of my book, 30 Days of Worldbuilding.
If you enjoyed the episode, please remember to subscribe and leave a review.